Sotzele Yarak Wainin Hu Kiim Rames Alaguf. Ears Rames Alaguf. Amush Isa Bemedrish Alaposak E Katana. So, Kisotso Al Eir means you're going to fight with the city. It means Melchemes Ayetza. Just like Kisitza Melchoma next week's parasha. What are you talking about is Melchemes Ayetza. Kimitzad Shal Odom Hoylech Acharei Tavaz Yitzray. It's not that a person, he goes after his taibas, a yitzahara. Nase gufay ov magushim. His goof becomes thick, lahosech, beinoy le benkoinoy. Kshi yitzah lilchem el chamem av yivne mitzurim al gufay, le tofsoy, le kofshoy. He'll build mitzurim on his goof, to chap his goof back into, reconquer it. Shom yitzahara, nashan bet gufay, chumra mikol taibas med izroiz, mazeh akosef. Pasuk Mazvir, Sheyelech b'derech hamamutzah b'hadroga. Right, it says Leisim, and what's the pasuk says? You shouldn't. You shouldn't. First thing it says, Korasa Lesha, first try to do it in a peaceful way. If you can machni angry, don't say shlemi moch. As a mechoma, never tzahat or yet. Never son of Shamakech, we kiss his cold sword. In fact, when it's a horror, the first fighting is not to go straight for the mechoma. First thing is, Yitzhanach mechoma, maza koso shiyelech vederich ha-mamotza. That's the previous one. Pasuk I showed you from the previous one. That's not Shalom. The next one is Kisotsu. Ah, Chof Yutes, it says here. Chof Yutes. Oh. Lo Sashchis es Eitza. Don't destroy. Medoicha el Gaza. Men a Soichel is a fruit tree. Mustn't cut down a fruit tree. Ki Adam Eitza Sade. Love him, Ipinecha Vamatsa. So here, this is where he's going. So the first thing is, I'm going to destroy. You have to go there. Going to be Goyer and Bittel and Rifki. Zele Sashkis is Eitza. So it's Goyer and Bittel from Avodah Sashem. Zele Sashkis is Eitza. Don't destroy. Eitz me rumas laguf ha'odom. Kumash ha'kosov ki ha'odom eitz ha'sode. Shleyachshis is a guf. Legami betanesim is a goof and gdoinim. Lendurchal of garzen. Don't bang yourself. Don't break your goof with the axe. Garzen mi basel, shadom mashas. Umiramis, shlayilchitz. A yidchig is goofy, actually is shchis legami. Kiloi zu a derch lashem. Loi zer a tsunis borch. Ashaborat is on the moidam aze. Vil bijoi, belusha goof. A humi kadesh yavid ima voidos is borch. Vele riboya tanesim is a goofim. Ich schuke euch das Guff, wie es battle mal, wenn du es ist wahr. Das ist so, in Quishas Ayetze, before he's got a piece of Shalom, you must go to speak to the Yitzhar and try to go to Shalom with him. There's a different piece, but it says you mustn't cut your Guff down, you need your Guff. You need your Guff, but it's Hashem. So you're going to break your Guff. Some people said that the Bresit Tzadikim, till about Shem Tov, Seguffim and Tanezim was the end thing. Shem Tov was Mechadash, since the Baal Shem Tov went along, they have to make Yichudim B'Shas Achila, they have to make Yichudim B'Shas, we use the goof as well. So Mela, you can't destroy it, it's an essential part of the Avodas Hashem. Because many looked at the goof as an enemy to the Neshama. The Baal Shem Tov is Mekala, the goof is not an enemy to the Neshama. The goof can go along with the Neshama. And therefore you mustn't destroy it. Unless, If you give into the guf, then it's going to pull you down even further. So then you have to fight with it. That's in the guf you need. The guf of a yid is something that's a cleaver of Avodas Hashem. And that's Pshat. The Taka says, of course, you mustn't cut down the tree. Kimimena soicha, it's a fruit tree. So what does it mean? Hainel derech moshel, kolay inon, hatsameach, peiros toivet. Chol ma shabor Hashem is boch v'ilomai, loy borak, el lahanas behem, es abriyas. Kolay gen magufa ot, mishnikur Hashem eitz. Loy chinam bor Hashem is boch, ach lavet ima avodos is borach. Kumimena nikach lavet es Hashem. ולהמשך להכיס על הכוס. אכילה זה מלשון ייחוד וזיווק. Right? זה אוכל המחת. אכילה זה מלשון ייחוד וזיווק. So that's right, כי ממנו סויכל. You need your goof. Because with אכילה, even with the goof, you can make ייחודים. שבא מהגוף, חיי דעס ייחודים גדולים. אבל יחד על עזב הגעצמי, השם מסבור כמה יוכל ללכין, הנבו ואוי סוי לסיכרוס. Yachris haguf, you shouldn't destroy the guf. Binuyim esigufim, harbe. Ach sheyira you should see, sheyeh ba'oifen, sheyeh gufa ibari v'chozak la'avoyda z'aboy yizbarach. Ki ha'odam eitz asode, love mipanov, mipanach b'matzu. That's Lashon HaPasuk. In other words, the whole meaning that the odam is eitz asode is because is the eitz is moitzi peiros. Why does Taka Yid need a guf? Because without a guf, he can't be Makai Mitzvah Bepoil. Mitzvah Bepoil is Godel Talmud Shmeyla Deimais. It gives the Peiros. It gives the Peiros. It gives everything. The Torah is the Peiros. And the Peiros are Dafka with a guf. So it's like Mashchis. It's like a Bechina. Somebody's Mashchis is guf. It's like a Bechina being Mashchis Zaro. It's like a Bechina being Mashchis Lekoyach to be Moise Peiros. Adam, the kuf of the Adam is called Hashem Adam. Maral says Adam is called Hashem Adam. Because just like Adama itself is Lechayr Kulei Gashmi, he sees Moitzi Peiros. So there's a certain ruchness in there that lets it to be Moitzi Peiros. So to the Adam's goof, a person has to realize that his goof is there for him to be Moitzi Peiros. Not just children, Moitzi. Every mitzvah is called Moitzi Peiros. If a person destroys the goof, he won't be able to be Moitzi Peiros. He might kill his Yitzhar, but then he won't be able to do any mitzvahs. Grossly Yitzhar, Rosh Yitzhar Tavli. You need the Torah Mitzvahs to combat the Yitzhar. Because you want to smash a Yitzhar by smashing that which combats the Yitzhar. So you're not going to be left with anything. So you've got to keep a healthy goof. Keep a healthy goof. In order to be able to bring out the Moitzi Peiros inside the goof. The answer is the Tzadikim, it's not the Avoida. So they go through the goof and Tanezim. Because the Avoida is not an Avoida of being Miachi Yichudim through. Through ruchnis, through kavonas, that type of thing. But the hamoinam is the hamoinam needs the guf, because the guf is mighty the parents. The guf is a hell gazach. Okay, she next on mezeg, mizka kirch the guf, that ribay inui, nasa tzale moin. She eef shalla nasa petoira, avoid it, hach it's vakat. The Torah avoid is keeping the nefesh going. So if you can't learn, you can't be a ruchnistic person. Okay, in roi lanis is gufa b'tanisim s'gufin yuzim idai. Chilich madroga b'miya tanisim s'gufin lichbish yisitzre. Hachi gatsum yikol taibas. Hagashim yisachum yisvoifin shal yispat lad yodam. Mavoid is a boy yisparach yoyid gufa. Bori v'chozo b'nas l'asig mavadosa yisbar. It's an avoid is Hashem to keep the gufa. Even Rami Yachman said, I think, he took a boz aysa. S'gufin. When he was young, he died very young. I think he said that he's mischarot now, that he wasn't, he got very ill. Mischarot, he regrets that he wasn't shame. He wasn't shame as gufa when he was young, properly. Hashim was a very healthy goof, for sleeping well. There's ways you can do it. You can go to sleep early and get up very early. He wasn't goes to bed crazy late, and he gets up early, he's tired. He gets up late, his stomach broke his day. So certain ways of doing it where you can even mamay it, you have eichus. One is the guf has to be strong. The person has to begin. So what about the guf? The guf can be nischazek through eichus, not through kams. You eat healthy foods. Whatever it is, you mechazek the guf. You have to have loads. You have healthy. You have to sleep loads. You can sleep healthy, and then a person has a shmul vozna and is dying. He's lazy. He used to go swimming every day. The other rabbi is very willing to exercise. Baba's Rebbe once told the vision to Rebbe, Shalom and Baba. Shalom Baba was very, very thin, very agile, and very. Mission Servo is much heavier, so talking together, he asked the Baba, how come he ran into shul, he's so agile. So he says, instead of the Heusbacher making me the drink in the morning, I make the drink for him as well. In other words, you've got to be active. You've got to be careful. You gave him like a health, a hygiene to Russia. Aido told me that he ate the same food his whole life. Taka saw a letter from his daughter, Rabbi Meislish. She has a father ate the same food, the same house, the same food every month, everything. Do you want to ever know? Like the early years in America, he was a little Beit Zibrochen from the Holocaust and everything, lost his mishpacha. He was Beit Zibrochen after that. So, collecting ones for the yeshiva, he opened the yeshiva, he didn't have a kvir in that time, he was mamish. So somebody gave him a big schoon. Anyways, so somebody came, Chassis Khan, I don't know what to give the whole schoon away. So somebody said, you know, it's so hard to earn money. He said, he says, Chonish Khan, Shim Hano from the world. Essen Kenichnish. Schluffen Kenichnish. There's lots of broken, I mean, Essen Kenichnish. The Einzig Hano is a chob from the world is that I can give stock to somebody. And I asked my father, the Kaddishus Tzion, if that's called having an orphan their wilt. Because if such an order gives to talk to people, Hashem are allowed to you having an orphan as well. But the Tati Gezuk, the Deha knows Mutter. Rak Eitz HaShateida, Ki Lo Yeitz Machli. In other words, you have to know if it's Eitz, which is Lo Yeitz Machli, which means the goof is so thick, the goof is so dense, then it's anyways not producing pears. So then you have to fight with the Yitzhak. Kozman, the goof is still a fruit tree. So then you have to be careful, you have to guard it, you have to be careful with it. Because you need to produce pears. But if it's eight, I should take that kilo eight machalu. Zemiramaz are each kazesh and that's the gushum oid. And the shuka betaivis agashmas. And with his rice rahmanas. And acha ein yacha lintis is atzmoi lair Hashem. Until he can't turn. Such a person can't go by job. He needs an axe. He should not even if his learning is gonna suffer, to schwachen up his goof. Such a tree, it says the apostle, you can destroy. Of course, you can cut it down. Because it's possible to destroy him. Like a fortification, ala guf. You know, they used to make a siege, not to let anything in. Should be a ruler, a fierce ruler, dictator over your goof. Lachnir tachas yodai, vilimshal beyitzroi, lios, mufshut, mikola taivus amidus ros, validation Yisrael yakbir atzma leyitzro. Through Klal Yisrael, magbid themselves, or the Yitzhahara, bechinus adridito, shechniu, the yachpivu, kol taivus agashmis amidus ros, aliday ze yigrumu, nirdois, vilichpoif. Koladinim tachas chasadim urachmim. Shispat lo koladinim yimtaku bechasadim. Shpi Hashem izbarach lonu kol chasadim urachmim vechlala bevrat. Ruch nizgash mizbonu chayim zon yirvicha. Fu bekarav meir miminu omein. That's the whole Indian of Shabbos, even Rosh Hashanah. That Rosh Hashanah is a yom that ichlu mashmanim shlu amka gichet vas Hashem yim uzchem. The Indian of eating on Rosh Hashanah is person's makabel. Person's makabel on himself. Malchi is Rosh Hashanah. So the king wants strong and people wants the king wants people that can work for him. The king wants people that can do avoda for him. So pshat is we spend time in shul. And avoda. But then Rabbi Shlomo is as a chilek for the Malchi is you have to go home. You have to eat a proper meal. You have to be strong because all the kabbalas you make, you can't do anything if you're only shvach. Yom Kippur is a person like a malch. We're not talking about פרס בכלל, אני יום הכיפור. ראש השונה זה טיימו קבולה. זה פרסן, טיימו פרסן זה מקבל במסוף. זה פרסן, בי קבולה איז. פרסן זה מקבל במסוף, זה נשתף בכוח. נשתף בכוח, תביאו את הסוף, הכל נשבור לך פעם, נשתף בכוח. To be able to fight is Yitzhahor, a person needs koyach. So in Vela, therefore, a person has to be with Simcha, a person, he mustn't get Tzibrocha, he mustn't get, because then he won't be able to bring himself back again. He has to do it in a healthy way. That's the Indian of Malchus, Rosh Hashanah, to be a fierce warrior of the king. That he needs to eat a meal. That's the sad. The Baal Shem Tov says in the Doiris, the Shracha Doiris, Doiris Ikus the Mashiacha. So a person, if he keeps himself back a bit only, or if he's Koyvish or Yetzer, so it's considered like Harba Harba Tanisim, Harba Harba Tanisim, to be Koyvish Yetzer. And that's the Indian of this week's parasha of Shoytzim, Shoyftim, Shoytzim, Tatinachor, Bachol Shorech. And Pshat is the Shoyfet, what's the difference between a Shoyfet and a Shoytzim? Shayfet is somebody who's got two tzedakim in Machriya. In other words, there's two things, and he has to always live with Hachra. Shayter is the person who's fine. Same two Nukudas over here. A person, if he's got healthy, so then he can be a Shayfet. He can just. Chol Sharech means all the Shla Kodesh and all the Sha'arim of the Guf. So if he's a healthy person, he's going to be a Shayfet. How much should he eat? How much should he sleep? How much should he this? How much should he be Yosek in Gashmiz? How much should he be Yosek in Ruchniz? That's a Shayfet. It's not going. Nemeshoitrim titanachal titanachal machal shanrachal. That's in the Kuda. In the earlier PC, he has a halach where Kisik Rav El'i, he has also the goof. In the earlier PC, he says the first thing is you have to ask Shalom. In other words, he says you have to talk to the Yetzahara. Got Bechira. It says if you got Bechira, then choose. If he feels that it's too strong for him, the Yetzirah, then you should speak to the Yetzirah and you should say, Malach Olam Radfeini, what do you want from my life? You should daven to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, he's got a whole massive. So these are the chalakim of a person. The person realizes the yakris of not just the yakris of a nefesh of a yid, but the yakris of a guf of a yid. So the yakris of a guf of a yid is a base of Midrash to Gazach. Every time you brought a carbon up, so really your guf should have burnt. But the message is no, you need your guf. The message is you need your guf. So even though you come to you bring a carbon, your guf should have been the one brought up on Mizbeach. When Shalom gives you back your guf, who got it base of Midrash, you say now my guf is Meshubah, because Be'etzem my guf was supposed to be brought up on Mizbeach. And now there's like a tamura to it, a tamura that the animals brought up, and now when Shalom gave me back my guf. A person needs to live the goof. Baalim oich, kainim oichlim, baalim miskaprim. Obviously, Midrash was eating the basal. Was a healthy matzav in order to give a person the koyach to serve HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So yakris, they do it in the kainim. The nimshach b'shem haMishcha. They want moishach the neshamas. They moishach the goof. And Mashiach always shows in hecha shemen. Hashem always rises to the top. Because the goof, the person realizes he's got a hilig goof. The person realizes he's got a hilig goof. So we discuss in the conscious for the chasm, the Purim Shmuzim. The Koyin Mashuach Melchoma. The Koyin is called the Mashuach Melchoma. And Mashuach means the Mashuach Mashem Namishcha. Mashem Namishcha is Hecha. The Mashuach Mashem Namishcha is goof. And they realize that to teach them that the Melchoma, the Ikim Melchoma we keep on seeing is the Melchemas Hayetzah. You shouldn't think that, oh, you know what, I need my guf, kilo, to go with the guf. The guf is a hell of a gazach. The person has to know how to deal with the guf. And these are the two hogas, how to deal with the guf. Because chile, you shouldn't be mashchus the guf. Unless there's no prayer. You shouldn't mashchus the guf. Is a nimshach. The guf is a mashiach. The guf is a hell of a gazach. To use the guf. To be mighty pairs with the guf. The guf is a hell of a gazach. The guf of a tzaddik, the shtatch is a kibir tzaddik, and you go into the guf. Because the neshama resides there, the nefesh resides there. Discussed before many times already. Ikum Malchus, so the king is dafka down here. Malchus down here, not so much involved in the Yom Ruchniyim, but also involved in the Yom Gashmi. The Malah of the Yom Gashmi, Tokarish Brochu. That's the Ikum Malchus. We've discussed this before. That since it says the Malchusoi, Amash Hashanah, we say Malchusoi Bakul Mashallah. So if a person just walks in his Ruchniyim, he doesn't incorporate his Gashmi's, סימן של האדם מחוץ לבקוד. נרשל אותו, נרשל אותו בקוד. איקי זה עניין המבושוס, איקי זה עניין המבוף. זה עצמה שלנו מחוץ לבקוד למשל. It's like we always say the Marshal. The Sori HaMelech in the palace, just for them, the king's not Machus HaBakul, Mashal. That stuff, the more the people outside who are Mashlim, Machus HaBakul, Mashal. That Bakul, Mashal, the Tafka comes from. That's the same in you with the Guf. Mamlech HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Amol Yir Bach Yivar, Mashal Sagido. So it says in the Sfarim English, the whole, in the Pesach Elio, Shtei Yodayim, Keneged, Shtei Chesed Gvur Elio, the middle part of the Guf is connected to Teferis. Paxton China, getting the goof over here. Terrence says the goof is a hell of a zach. The goof is the esospheres. The goof is the esospheres. And Taka says in the Swarm English, when you're Isaac moving your right arm, well, not these Madrigas, but so yeah, Mechavan, what the right arm represents, so the whole goof is a hell of a zach. The whole goof is a hell of a zach. You say it's on the Chomer, and you go on the Chomer, protect the goof. Don't go out on the Chomer, which is going to destroy the goof. Go out on the Chomer, which is going to protect the goof. If you learn on Rosh Hashanah properly how to protect the goof, it's yourself, your own avoider. So midda k'negan midda is when it comes to Chag HaSukkos, your whole goof goes into the sukkah. The sukkah was a protection. Sukkah tiyah letzayel yemam, yizera yemata. Why is it so important? Sukkah is people straight from Rosh Hashanah and keep it to sukkahs. Protection for the goof. Because that was the whole avoider on Rosh Hashanah. Realize you got a hill of the goof, you don't mess it up with avoiders. So you work in Shaifta Meshutram Titanakha Bachol Shah Recha to keep your goof Kaddish. So then the Baruch Lehem keeps your goof Pasuk and stage from.
What's the Avodah Yemkip in the middle?
Avodah Yemkip in the middle, like he says himself, there's two Bechinas. In other words, to a certain degree, it says that Tzadikim are Nechtanim in Alta. So Tzadikim, they understand their way. But for people who can't push it, they need a taste of the other one. However, he says that even the cutting the mashkas is only to weaken the goof so that you can fill the goof from the kedusha. So that's the shayftim is Rosh Hashanah and shaytrim is the yom kippur. You know him to be ma'ana the goof. He says you need tani. If it's too thick, you need tani sim is a goof. In the sukkah, you can eat, you can drink. It's all mitzvahs. Why? Because it's protection. The goof is protected. You mean mitzvah to eat, mitzvah to do everything in the sukkah. Protection. Yidus to protect. That's why Yidna begin to Malbushim. I mean, everything to Heilig Malbushim, wearing Malbushim, covering wearing Malbushim on the street. It's an honor. It's an word they understand. Kibu Chassidim are making these things. Chassidim understand Kedusha Zaguf. People don't understand Hashkofa Shabbat. They think Chassidim like Kegel. But it's Hashkofa Shabbat. Chassidim are more into the Guf needs to be. Goof needs to be strong. As opposed to Zohar Kosh Boch, it's a hell of a meal, it's a lot of milk.
Malbushim is out.
The goof is protecting the Pshuto, it means it's protecting the goof. Mm-hmm. Protecting the goof is all part of the. It's an essential part of the Chemes HaYitzah to protect the goof. Every person is not so new. So it shows his mezalzel in the goof. So his mezalzel in the goof, so then he gives into all his tayyus. So, anyways, Shliyot. Anyway, it's Shtiyah. Build it, as it's a Shiva, at the Shiva in Haifa. But people are not very firm. So a person came in to pay a Shiva visit. And a woman came in, was mamish, not sinistic, bichlal. So the old lady was sitting in Shiva, she got very upset. You know, she's in Shiva for her husband. You know, very upset. It's not COVID, you can't. So somebody else says that, and this is mamish what was saying, build it, it's a Krum. Somebody else says, what do you mean? We're at the Shiva. You see that the goof is gunished. It's front of the emphasis. So what do you have to dress sneezing? Anyways, the goof is garnished. That's that. If you get dressed properly, then Fashte says the goof is abzio. You have to look after it. That's the sukkah. Taka says that Nana Kovin used to wash the clothes, to iron the clothes. It was goofing. It was shame in the goof. That's what the Anana Kovod was. And then you can serve HaKadosh Baruch Hu properly. Then you produce payers. Then you produce payers. Yeah. So that's why Atim Mitzvah Mayim is Taka Rosh Hashanah. אני סייק השייכם של זקניכם של שייכם חייתי וצחם עד שייב ממך אז פשוט איז מלך זה מלך זה בקום משל כאן הראש השם ודעת ודעת חייתי וצחם כאן הראש השם ודעת שייב ממך כן so the meaning of also of bringing the kurim the chashivas they gave to the farmer all these תחסה של הבת הזה שם לקחה בשמח וטוב לב אני שמח בחלקה זה בעצם השם why not שמח בחלקה every bit of it שם is needed it's all part of Hashem is malchus if your word is Hashem is missing it's not makol mashal or sheikhim just give or sheikhim doesn't give only the malchus sheikhim זה קניכם it's not only the malchus the malchus has to go makol mashal if it doesn't go makol mashal so it's merit me malchus shemayim so if you don't machshev the shoyv mimecho so it's the bechina merit me malchus shemayim So Rosh Hashanah b'etzem is the day that everybody kriechs in Shemayim. So when this guy says, Leva Shemayim, he... You don't have to kriech for Malchus, you have to kriech to Shemayim. Malchus is down here. Kol v'lecha dov v'dov, here in Bereshlem. Hap te yavad adem, malocha mamam lecha kodesh baruch. People think a day like Rosh Hashanah, you know, they go on, it's fashionable to daven till 6:30 in the afternoon and to quickly rush the meal, not to have a proper meal. It's Amistik and Malchus. Amistik and Malchus is to come home, to make Kiddush, to eat in Yom Tov, to come here about singing, Shem Zmiras, and Divrei Torah, and then eating a nice meal, and you know, that's all part of Malchus. Without that, it's not Malchus HaBakom, Malchus HaBakom HaShalom. It's Lema Shemayim. It's Choyte Vitzecha, Shoye Mimecha, Chashiva Zavikurim, bring a little fruit. Abba, Samigdash was very much of that. Samigdash was Mokom Malchus. Samigdash was Mokom the Malchus of Hashem. Samigdash was Megala, Echad Amarbe, Echad Mamamet. Mat Shechavad Lebel Hashemayim. It's not just a chizuk. Oh, don't worry, you know, as long as you're Mechavad, it's okay. No, it's much more than that. It's for Malchus. For Malchus. Without the Mamet, it's also lacking. It's got to have everybody. So that's the sword of Echad Mamamet, Echad Shechavad Lebel Hashemayim. As we said, Rosh Hashanah is a Rosh Chodesh. The moon is tiny. Tiny moon. Tiny moon represents. The moon is the Chmalchus. The Levan is the Chmalchus. It goes through every step of Malchus until Seirah Bishlemus, until the 15th. Every part of it, every part of it, however big it is, it's all necessary to come together. 15th of the month is like Malchus HaBakol Mashal. How Shleim HaMalch. Malchus HaBakol Mashal. But everything is part of it. That's made up of. Getting bigger and bigger, it's made up of everything. That's Malchus. Wherever you can put a bit of Shem Shemayim, that's Malchus. That's Malchus.